What did Merry bring to the Fellowship? Friendship and loyalty, yes, but can we point to anything specific that he did that made a difference, and not just stabbing the Witch King? I think we can. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and other great fantasy books and TV shows, like The Witcher. Welcome. Merry often seems the least significant member of the Fellowship, one of the last two with Pippin to be selected, against Elrond's initial judgment, and Pippin, well, I talked about Pippin in another video, but his interventions, however sometimes inadvertent, were crucial. What did Merry do? Well, yes, there's that whole business with the Witch King, and we will definitely get onto that, but up to then, what did he bring to the table? Quite a lot, as it happens, but he rarely gets credit for it. In the films, Merry and Pippin randomly stumble into Frodo and Sam while stealing carrots and the like from Farmer Maggot's fields. That's not how it happened in the books, however. In fact, Merry and Pippin's involvement goes back quite a long way, and starts with Merry. When just a teenager, so nearly two decades before the start proper of The Lord of the Rings, Merry happened to see something odd. Bilbo Baggins, a distant cousin, becoming suddenly invisible, seemingly to avoid meeting the Sackville Bagginses, and then becoming visible again once they'd gone. Merry saw Bilbo put something gold and glinting back into his pocket afterwards. He grew suspicious, as you would, and when Bilbo did it again, this time at his 71st birthday party, he grew even more suspicious. This time of Frodo, his cousin and friend, he grew concerned that maybe Frodo would do the same thing, vanish, never to be seen again. So he called together what became known as the Conspirators. Himself, Pippin, Sam, and Fredegar Bolger told them what he knew and set them to keep an eye on Frodo. They kept that up for a time, and eventually the clues started to grow that Frodo was indeed about to leave. Merry himself saw Frodo wandering the Shire, saying goodbye to his favourite places. Plus, there was that unexpected sale of Bag End to the Sackville Bagginses, the secret meetings with Gandalf and so on. Sam was, of course, the chief conspirator or intelligence gatherer here, but Merry was the leader, and he made sure that when Frodo did leave, he did so accompanied by Sam and Pippin, while he and Fredegar made Crick Hollow, his first destination, ready. Ready in this context means that Merry had ensured there were provisions, ponies and more ready and waiting for Frodo to move on to the next stage of his journey when he got there. That meant that when they did reach Crick Hollow, they could just keep on travelling. They didn't need to spend hours or days gathering what they needed. That was an important moment, because the Black Riders were not that far behind them. Fredegar Bolger saw them off when they did arrive, but the important point was that Frodo and the Ring were already long gone. It's not too much to say that there's a very real chance that without Merry, Frodo and the Ring would never have made it out of the Shire. Aragorn was nowhere near, and Gandalf a prisoner of Saruman, but Merry took control and made sure that the Ring made it as far as the Old Forest. His little speech to Frodo, when Frodo was about to head off alone, probably sums up the special bond there was there, and why Merry did what he did. "You can trust us," he said, "to stick to you through thick and thin, to the bitter end, and you can trust us to keep any secret of yours closer than you keep it yourself. But you cannot trust us to let you face trouble alone, and go off without a word. We are your friends, Frodo." To be fair, he rather took his eye off the ball for the next couple of encounters. He made a thing of knowing the Old Forest better than the others, but then was one of the first to fall prey to Old Man Willow, then was also one of the first to fall for the Barrow-wight. When they got to Bree, though, Merry stepped up again. While the others were taking a well-earned rest in the Prancing Pony, he went for a walk, and while on his walk, he saw a black rider, followed him, and after a brief bit of being knocked out by the black breath and being found by Nob, Bolliman's assistant, made his way back to the Prancing Pony and warned everyone that the black riders were there. Aragorn and the hobbits had been preparing for a good night's sleep, convinced that the Nazgul were safely outside the town walls. That's what led to them switching bedrooms so they weren't there when the black riders attacked. Merry saved the day. This was Aragorn's first experience of Merry, but it helps him get his measure quickly. Strider looked at Merry with wonder. "You have a stout heart," he said, "but it was foolish." Quite a good summary of Merry. He remained probably the most vocal of the hobbits as they made their way to Weathertop, then on to Rivendell, speaking up for Frodo as he was ill, And as the Council of Elrond rolled on, he was firm in his thoughts that he and Pippin should keep going with Frodo. Again, we see his stout heart. When Elrond dismisses this, because you do not understand and cannot imagine what lies ahead, Gandalf's response is telling. Neither does Frodo, nor do any of us see clearly. It is true that if these hobbits understood the danger, they would not dare to go, but they would still wish to go, or wish that they dared, and be shamed and unhappy. I think, Elrond, that in this matter, it would be well to trust rather to their friendship than to great wisdom. And so Merry and Pippin joined the Fellowship. It's true that the next few encounters didn't really give Merry a great chance to shine. Mountain passes, abandoned dwarven cities, a Balrog and so on weren't really chances for him to shine. But through it all, we see again and again his bravery and commitment to going through with the task of helping Frodo on his quest. Remember, he was the first to organise the hobbits to aiding Frodo, without Frodo even knowing. It's quite low-key, but Merry is a leader here, and leads by example. And when Merry can no longer be there to directly help Frodo, after the breaking of the Fellowship, there is not a thought of heading back or taking a back seat. He and Pippin may not have always known how their actions might help Frodo, but they did the right thing, and their impact far outweighed anything they, or anyone else, could have foreseen. You can trace the lines yourself easily enough from Merry and Pippin's encounter with Treebeard through to the fall of Saruman's short-lived empire. Gandalf opines that it was not in vain that the young hobbits came with us, if only for Boromir's sake. But that is not the only part they have to play. They were brought to Fangorn, and their coming was like the falling of small stones that starts an avalanche in the mountains. Even as we talk here, I hear the first rumblings. Saruman had best not be caught away from home when the dam bursts. Of course, Merry's greatest contribution came with the confrontation with the Witch King. But it's important not to look at that in isolation, because he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Him swearing fealty to Theoden was a ridiculous thing to start with. He was a hobbit from the Shire with no battle training, not a rider of Rohan. And then Theoden specifically banned him from joining the army going to Minas Tirith's aid. He ignored that with the help of Durnhelm and some others. To be fair to Theoden here, him banning Merry from joining them was a very sensible move. Merry simply couldn't ride the large horses of the Rohirrim, hadn't been trained to be a part of a cavalry charge, and so on. Theoden let Merry down gently, and when, at the end, he discovered Merry had disobeyed him, he forgave him by saying that great heart will not be denied. And of course, that great heart played a huge role in ending the Witch King. If you want to know the magical or prophetic technicalities of what happened there, I did a whole other video on that. But it's worth pointing out from Merry's perspective that he didn't stab the Witch King because he thought he could kill him, but, well, this is what we read. Eowyn it was, and Durnhelm also, for into Merry's mind flashed the memory of the face that he saw at the riding from Dunharrow, the face of one that goes seeking death, having no hope. Pity filled his heart, and great wonder, and suddenly the slow-kindled courage of his race awoke. He clenched his hand. She should not die, so fair, so desperate. At least, she should not die alone, unaided. Merry stabbed the Witch King because of pity, because he thought that Eowyn should not die without somebody at least trying to help her. When he stabbed the Witch King, it was not with a cry of, "Take that, Witch King," or whatever hobbity equivalent, but simply calling out her name, Eowyn. It was entirely selfless, not for glory or even thinking it would achieve anything. In fact, he expected to die in the attempt. She should not die alone, he thinks. Great heart indeed. Of course, at the very end of the story, it is Merry with Pippin who organises the resistance to Sharky's men in the scouring of the Shire. He is the leader once more. So, what did Merry bring to the Fellowship? He is, I think, the most underappreciated member. Even his stabbing of the Witch King is often overlooked because of Eowyn's role. But of all the hobbits, he often comes across as the most, well, capable. He is resilient in the face of all that happens, and relentlessly does what he considers to be the right thing, even if he knows it will lead him into danger. Compared to Pippin, who has a huge impact on the story, but often inadvertently, dropping things down wells, staring into a palantir, and so on, Merry is very intentional. He organised the conspirators of Bag End to support Frodo in the first place, organised provisions and a means of escape from the Shire, told Aragorn about the Black Rider in Bree, probably saving all their lives, lobbied strongly to be included in the Fellowship, swore fealty to Theoden, joined the army when told not to, stabbed the Witch King so Eowyn would not die alone. Merry did not just come along with the Fellowship for the ride, or just because he cared about Frodo or wanted to save the world. He repeatedly and intentionally did the brave, often practical, and fundamentally right thing. Merry was a hero and deserved his place among that company. Without him, as with the others, the whole mission would probably have failed. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.